Okay, in Tosfos Tana Kala is Hanu Kala Isvahu. Just one nakuda regarding the end of Tosfos that I wanted to bring out. Tosfos Yesh Tekash at the end, which we looked at when we were in Yudzayin on the Beis, that according to Rabbi Yechanan, that Basa Chaisai is the reason for his man. Why Bisman Azeh? Bisman Azeh, we don't give Nisa. So what are we worried about? So Tosfos said three Terutzim, and I wanted just the middle Terutz. Vim Taimer, Man Damer, Bisham Basa Chaisai, Bisman Azeh, Lama Chaisai, Nisam Begin. So Bisman Azeh, Masham Boyz Man, Kitnan Gimel Gitim Storm. So Tosfos' first Terutz, Yesh Lai Mitzeri, Shem Yechap, Alba Ne'am Amzeh. And we talked about already. Inami Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash. What's pshat in the second teretz? Inami Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash. And what? And therefore, so the Beis HaMikdash shall be built. And vice dies from here that if the Beis HaMikdash shall be built, we'll reinstitute, there'll be the Shem Yechap HaBas HaChadisai. So it's like a light plug, we don't want to stop now. Right, that, I guess, assumes that when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, people still have a Yetzirah to be Mezana. Is that what? We usually accept that when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, it won't be the Yetzirah anymore. But maybe people still do have every set of habit, maybe. That's what Tosfos. That's, I guess, the way to learn Tosfos. Rav Moshe, the Dibros Moshe, understands Pshat in Tosfos differently. Rav Moshe says, "Mehevi Yibana Beis HaMikdash," and if someone was mezaneh now, when Mashiach will come, we're going to give him Nisa. If he's mezaneh now with Hasra, obviously, but even if now someone's mezaneh and Mehevi Yibana Beis HaMikdash. And the Sanhedrin will be here, and we'll bring in the Eidim, and they'll say Eidis, and we'll give the person Misa. Ramesh didn't understand that it means that Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and then we'll have to put his man because people will be in the Zana. And maybe Ramesh didn't want this idea that if the Mashiach comes, there'll be Chashashis. We're afraid that women will still be in the Zana. I don't know. But this is the way Ramesh learns Pshat and Tosfos. What? So Moshe asks the kasha on his own understanding of Tosfos, the way he understands the understanding of Tosfos. He says, "What do you mean? What kind of asra could you give Bisman Azeh? Bisman Azeh, you're going to see someone doing an aveira. Give him asra." So Moshe says that Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and then we're going to give him misa, a har misa. So what kind of hasra? I mean, you can give hasra. You could say you should know that if you do that and Mashiach comes, you'll get Misa. But Ramesha says that's a Kabbalah hasra. You need hitaras milu Misa. We need that when you give someone hasra, the person says afal pikein. So the kasha is, what kind of hitaras milu Misa is it? If you're going to warn someone of his manners that if Mashiach comes, you're going to get Misa. He says, "Avol pikein." Why is he saying it? Because he thinks, you know, worried about Mashiach so long, punk will come now, he's thinking it's not going to happen. So Ramesh advises the Tzarchian, he says he doesn't understand. It's because it's automatically hit their ass by the Misa. Ramesh, I think, would be asking on that too, that even Eish Yisrael is not hit their ass in the Misa. Because even though they know the consequences are Misa, but they don't know that that's going to happen. So Ramesh names on for a Pashtus that even if he gives someone a Hasra today, Mashiach is going to come, there's not going to be an Eish Yisrael. Because it's Chazor in the Hasra. Rav Shach, in Hilchus Chayvel Mazik, in his first piece, in Hilchus Chayvel Mazik, says Fakaret. He says that if you're if you give someone Asra now and Mashiach comes, he does something for Pashtus the other way. That if I will give him Misa, why not? or Malkus, whatever the case may be. So Rav Moshe and Rav Shach have a disagreement on this Nakuda, whether Bizman HaZeh, you give someone Asra, whether that Asra is Asra, that when Mashiach comes, the person's going to get an Eidish, which sounds like an interesting Machlaikis, like Hilchas al Mashiach, we'll worry about it when Mashiach comes. I guess Eliyahu HaNavi will answer everything else, he'll answer this one also. Rav Moshe and Rav Shach argue. But Rav Shach points out that there's a nafkamina, theoretically, a nafkamina Bizman HaZeh. In the dinam of Kamlei v'derabba v'nei, we pask in that chayvei nisus shaygigim, we say Kamlei v'derabba v'nei. Which means that if someone is mechal Shabbos, even b'shaygig, no hasra, I'm a mutter, whatever the case may be, someone's mechal Shabbos, and when the mechal Shabbos, they do hezek to you, with the chil Shabbos, they break something of yours, on Shabbos, they're potter, they don't have to pay you, because come later on, even Mashiach is not here now, but there's nothing to do, come later on, applies. So that, I think I once mentioned, if someone's driving a car down the street, Machal Shabbos driving down the street, and pushing the gears, and they push the gears right, to drive right into your parked car, that L'chaira, they're potter from paying, because come later on, Pashtus, they're potter from paying, come later on. Now that is only true by Chayve Nisa striking him. The Chayve Malkus striking him, we pass in the Chayve Malkus striking him, we do not say Kamla Diramine. By Malkus, it's a different limud for Kamla Diramine by Nisa Malkus. By Malkus, we say Kamla Diramine only if they had Asra, only if they're Bar Malkus, only if they're talking to get Malkus. On Yom Tov, which is Suri Malkus, it'll be enough Kamina if they're driving on Yom Tov, or they're Mechal on Yom Tov, in any which way they do your Hezek. So then there's no Kamlid Ramin. So if Rav Shach, it'll be enough Kamina Bizman HaZeh. If you give somebody Hasra, if you give someone Hasra Bizman HaZeh, and then they're Mazik, with at the same time that they do the Isurei Malkus, Rav Shach says, we'll say Kamle Dramine, they'll be part of a moment. Because it's Taka Baras is considered Asra. Mashen can't quote Rav Moshe. It's not Asra. It doesn't count as Asra. It's Svara, it's almost Tavar like Rav Moshe, Rav Shach. Asra is man as that. What do you mean? In case of, no, I'm saying in, not in the case of Kamlai, and that's a shayla. If Asra Bizman HaZeh is someone gives someone else Asra, and he does it Afal Pi Kein, you would understand that that's a Kabbalah Asra Bizman HaZeh. Svara, I would think Al Pi Svara that the Svara is like Rav Moshe. That should be a shtark as far as to say that Bizman HaZeh is not a hasra. But it's interesting, I have two rayas l'chayra if I care. One is Rabbi Chanan in Ksuvis, Ois Tzadik. Rabbi Chanan Klaris is exactly the shayla. The Rav Moshe Rav Shach argued about Rabbi Chanan Klaris. He's a very interesting raya. The Gemara says that Bizman HaZeh, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, even though Ein Shei Mises Batlu, we don't give Mises anymore, Arba Mises Batlu, Din Arba Mises Loi Batlu, Gemara says that Din, the Rabbanu Shalom fears Dine Arba Mises, someone has Chayav Skila, Neifel Men Agag, etc. Let's see, that the Rabbanu Shalom just straightens things out, and din, even though Arba Mises Batlu, din Arba Mises Loi Batlu. Now this idea that Bizman HaZeh, if somebody does an Issa Skila, Meshamayim, there's a kitrig on him that he should fall from a gag. Is that only, Rabbi Chanan Klaris, is that only a someone who got Asra? Someone didn't get Asra. In other words, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, we only gave skila to someone who got Asra. So then, Bizman Azeh, it's also only someone who got Asra.
Well,
was even someone who didn't get Asra.
Is there skila on someone who didn't get Asra? That's China. Is there skila on someone who didn't get Asra?
Okay, good. That's how he gets to this. Just before that, he says, 1 minute. If you're going to say it's someone without Asra, if it's someone without Asra, we have such an idea that if his chayav skila is going to fall from a roof, then it should be even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Why does the Gemara say that Bizman Hazeh, Shenechar Beis HaMikdash, that Arba Mises Batlu, Din Arba Mises Loi Batlu? It should be even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, someone without Asra, if he says it, he'll fall from a gag. Ela Kor Chasok Rav Shach. It means with Asra. It means with Asra. And he says to Rabbi Chanan, Akarcha means with Asra. With Asra, Bizman Beis HaMikdash would be one thing, and Shalei Bizman Beis HaMikdash would be something else. With Asra. Zot Rabbi Chanan, we see it, Shaykh Asra Bizman Hazeh. Because if you're going to say it's not Shaykh Asra Bizman Hazeh, then the whole thing doesn't make sense. It's a raya that Bizman Hazeh, it's Shaykh Asra. Because otherwise, what's the Gemara saying? Arba Mises, that would have been in time of the Beis HaMikdash, now there's a din Arba Mises. It has to be Shaykh Asra. Right. Well, why do we need Matarat by Lamisa? Is that why? So we should know he did it by Mezid? Or is Matarat by Lamisa? What? Well, that's always the case.
Well,
as long as he says FLPK, if he really wants, he doesn't have to say FLPK. It's very rare that you're going to have somebody that doesn't actually give misa to. The person has to say FLPK and then do the Averitai Kadeidib, or it's got to be a Russia and a fool in order to do it. But we're talking such a case. What you're saying is that maybe you don't need Kabbalah Hasra to be called a Hasra. So then why doesn't it say even Bizman Beis HaMikdash? Your Kai Rav Chanan's Kasha comes back. So why only Bizman Hazeh? Even Bizman Beis HaMikdash stood. Say that even if you can't enforce Arba Mises, then Arba Mises will happen. So one nice thing about Rav Chanan, I mean, we have this Kasha. There are a lot of Mechalei Shabbos today. We don't see that they fall from roofs too much. Right? Most of them are Imre Mutter. Most of them don't know better. But the Amazidim too. But the answer is there's no Asra. The Gemara is not talking. There's no Asra. So you want to do an experiment? If you give Asra to somebody, see what happens. Except that Adina Shemayim Tshuva helps. So you'll never know why. Yes, Alvar Zobachan's Kasha comes back. Well, why are you saying this man has that? She even wrote me. Are you allowed to give him Bizman Hazeh? Maybe it's a maybe. Well, in the time of Beis HaMikdash, you're going to do it anyway, you're allowed to give him Asra? Don't say you have to, but it's a kiyum of the Seder. So now it's also a kiyum. Why am I giving him Asra? So when Mashiach comes, you give him Misa. No, I'm not doing Hashem Shetei Kira. I'm doing this so when Mashiach comes, we can give it to him. Well, I don't know if he's going to fall from the roof before Mashiach comes or after Mashiach comes. All right, anyway, it's Rabbi Chanan. It's a nice raya. Yeah? That's Rabbi Chanan's raya. There's a second Rabbi Chanan, then there's also Rabbi Kiva Eger. In Chayla Gimel of the Chuvis Rabbi Kiva Eger, which for some reason someone left on my shtender yesterday, Chuva Ches, he has an interesting letter to his brother. His brother asked him, why does the Torah in Chayshim Mishpat, Simam HaMeches, bring Dinei Edim Zaymimin? We know the Torah doesn't bring halachas that are not negev as man hazeh. So why does the Torah bring dinei eidim zayimim in? We have today. What do we have eidim zayimim in today? We don't do kasha zaman. So why does the Torah bring dinei eidim zayimim? We need it for eidim yachol azim. That's true. I suppose the kasha is why he brings the einshim of kasha zaman. Because you'd be right. The fact that it has to be a shati yachol azim that we need. So the Kivege answers in two steps. First, he says, sometimes you have Eidim Zayim in Baimamin. And that he says he can answer easily. Eidim Zayim in Baimamin, Lamaisa, even Bisman Azeh, if you have Eichet Timtzev, it'll happen, you'll be Eidim Zayim in. And they say Eidim against you, and then there's Zayim in. So Tfisa will help. Remember, I told you that Bizman is there for Kefal, Tfisa helps, or for Dalavay, Tfisa helps. Someone steals from you, your type is Kefal back. For Knossos, we paskin that Tfisa helps. So, Eidim Zaynim, even though Bezdin doesn't paskin Knossos, not Machayev Knossos, Bizman is there. But Kashazam and Masis Loachiv, if someone says Eidis against you for $100, and then he's a Zaynim, you could be Typhus from him $100, you could keep it. So, by Mammon, it's easy. Tfisa helps. But he says, 1 minute. The Torah brings Malkus too. The Torah brings that if someone says Eidus that you're a Ben Grusha, and he's on him and he's Chayav Malkus. So Vaita, the Kasha is, why does the Torah bring Malkus? That's Rabbi Kivager's Kasha. So Rabbi Kivager says, maybe Agav it brought Mamim, he already brought Dine Malkus too. That's Rabbi Kivager says. The Zohar of Shach, like my sheet, like Shach sheet, is very good. It will work out well. Because Lamaisa, by Eidim Zaymimin, of Malkus, it will be Shaykh even Bisman Azeh. If somebody says Eidim Zaymimin, he'll get Malkus even Bisman Azeh. The Kasha is, or Kivega brings, that the Torah brings Eidim Zaymimin ain't Srich and Hasra. He brings Eidim Zaymimin don't need Hasra. Eidim Zaymimin are one of only two exception to the parasha of Asra, and Eidim Zayimim don't need Asra. So, why does he bring it? So, Shach suggests, actually, the Kiveg himself mentions it, that maybe it's an afkamina b'zman hazeh, because b'zman hazeh also there's a concept of giving Asra that he should get Malkus when Mashiach comes. So, theoretically, there's an afkamina. So, it's not so shver that the Torah brings it. I don't think the Torah brings all Dine Malkus. Because it could be Negea. Once he brought Eidim Zaymim in, he brought Malkus. I Bechal, not Negea. So Zakhtar Rav Shach, it is a shtickle Negea. Because you could have a case where it's Negea, give us right now, Mashiach will come. So what I'm saying is that Rav Shach has a raya from Rabbi Kivager, which he brings, not from Kivager himself, but from the Torah. And Rabbi Chanan also is a raya to Rav Shach, it seems, from these Mekairas. That the arayas to Rav Shach, not like Rav Moshe. And then our Tosis itself, if you learn Pshat in our Tosis, Mahari, Mary, Yabana, Beis Amidah, you're going to give him Malkus. Where Moshe learned, fight it's not like Rav Moshe. So Moshe has a Tzarachin on Tosis. If you learn Mahari, Yabana, Beis Amidah, and we're going to give this woman Malkus, so Moshe says Tzarachin, fight it's Mashma, not like Rav Moshe. It's Mashma that if give us Rav his man as Abishiach comes, that there is such a language. So Mastam in the Hasraya, a person would have to say, you should know if you do it, and Mashiach comes, you get Malkus. And he has to say something that should be Shaykh hit the Rasmail Misa. But so it's an interesting machlaikis, at least as in this nafkamina of Kamalei Duramine. Oh, which Kiveg himself brings also. Why did the Torah bring it? Because it's Taka nafkamina for Kamalei, Rabbi Kiveg mentions. If while he's Eidim Zaymim in, he rips somebody's baggage. Well, he's Sishah. And he was hit to Atzmai for whatever the Einish of Eidim Zaymim is, Misal Malkus. So, at the same time, he's Karashirai, so he'll be enough Kamina Bizman as a. Because this whole Machlaik's from Meshur of Shach, enough Kamina of Gavi Kamil Gavi. Okay. All right, let's go to the next piece of Gemara. Itmar. Gemara brings in a different sugya. The Shaila of Gimel Chadashim of Afchan. We all know that the person, a woman gets a get before she walks out of Beis Din. One of the things that we tell her is she can't get married till after 91 days of the get, because she needs the 3 months, 90 days of Afchana, so she has to wait at least until after the 90 days until she can get married. 91 days. Itmar. From when do you count these 3 months? Rav Omar Mishas Nasina, Shmuel Omar Mishas Ksiva. Rav says from when you give the get, Shmuel says from when you write the get. And there's really a svara to each one. The svara that they should go Mishas Ksiva is because he's not Bayalah, Lamaisi, he's not Bayalah from Ksiva. It's hard to give him Shas Nesina, that the get is Chama Shas Nesina. It'll be a get Yashem. Right? You get Yashem. If he's by life the Ksiva, then the get's no good anymore. So the Gemara says a price like each one. Before we see the price, the Karbon Esamel, Iyasi Akasha, which is a very simple, stark Akasha. He just asks, Karmasal's Oishin. Gemara, the whole Gemara started with Neina Tiknus Man Begit. Right? The whole Sugya started with Neina Tiknus Man Begit. So, to Karmasal, 1 minute. According to Shmuel, it's very poshut. There was Sakin's Man Begit. So, we should know from when to count the Shloish Yisimei Avchana. Peasant should know when we let her get married. Because of the Chashi Avchana. So let me just tell you, the Kramasal is so bothered by this Kasha that he says, must be that whole Sugi is going like Rav. Like Shmuel, it's Alf Avchana. And the whole Daf that we learned is going like Rav, which grad that we pass can like. We pass in Hilchis Mishas Ksiva, which means, I'm sorry, it's Machlekes HaPlaiskin can now be passed in the Riff and the other Rishayim. So if we'll pass in Mishas Nesina, it'll be very good. The Riff passed in Mishas Ksiva, the whole thing, Volkram and Asam of Peretz, is not Emes V'Halacha, because the Riff brings the whole Sugya, and he brings Mishas Ksiva. But you see how the father covered the sound of the kashi. He says, Elamai, the whole sugya is going on like Rav and Alekshim. So they paskin like Rav. They paskin like Rav, so they were doing it. What? Shmuel. So I don't know. This kasha bothered me, and the terrorists bothered me more. If you say tarachi in this one thing, but to say the whole sugi, everything we tumble the whole time is all, yeah. It's all leave it to Rav. It's the Avishai, leave it to Hilchas, and you pass like Shmuel.
Also, the whole thing of waiting 3 months
is not something that happens before Benedict. So this is the terrorist. I want to suggest this terrorist. So in the beginning, when I went to Karbon Esamel, this terrorist came to mind, and I thought it's a great terrorist. I want to just show you how it will work through other words of the Achrayim in the Sugya. I was thinking, we had a similar thing from Reb Chaim in Makis, in the beginning of Makis, that there's certain things that are given over to Beis Din. The Dovah Shevarev is given to Beis Din. There's certain things given over to Beis Din to take care of. Every Isser is not given over to Beis Din to enforce. Beis Din doesn't walk around enforcing Hilchas Shatnas. Right? We don't make shtaris that a Bezdin can enforce Hilchas Nevelis. There's certain things that Bezdin does and Bezdin doesn't do. Let's say someone's a Ben Grusha, can't marry a Kayin. Let's say someone's a Grusha, she can't marry a Kayin. So what does that mean? It means a man, every Kayin gets married, goes to Bezdin to find out she's a Grusha? No. We trust Yidden there, the Yidden. A Grusha is not going to marry a Kayin. It's not a mice of Beis Din. You don't go running to Beis Din. That was Reb Chaim's Kasha in the beginning of Makis. The Mishnah says, Eidim say, Yishezuz a ben Grusha, so kind of said, what are you coming to Bezdin for? If you know someone's a Grusha, you go over to the man and you tell the Kayin, you're a Grusha. What are you going to Bezdin? Pashtus, it's not a Maisa Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't run everyone's lives. Bezdin runs, two people have a Sichsuch, they go to Bezdin. You know, Yisr, there's a Takana Drabanan of 3 months. It's not a Maisa Bezdin. Bisman Azeh, when we get to get, the Masadi Gittin tells her, you know, I'll get married for 90 days. We don't write in shtaris zmanim for isurim derab for a ma'isa iser, even if it's a deraisa iser derabam, whatever it is, that mechayra is the teres of carbonus anos kasha. That if it's a takana derabon on mishum peyri basachaisi bebezel was worried people are going to cheat each other, fine. But stam, we're going to force somebody to write his man in a get so that later we can enforce Havchana. We don't enforce Havchana. Havchana is not a Maisa Bezdin. It's been Adam Lamakim. This woman, she knows what she got to get. She wants to remember, let her write it down on a piece of paper. We don't make it, we're not going to make a Takana for Yisur. It's a very glanta teretz. And the Chayret answers the Karban Sanal's cash.
But she doesn't know when it was written.
Why doesn't she know?
How does she know when it was written?
So let her find out. So every Maisa Yisur. How do you know a piece of meat you buy in the store is kosher? So you have to, it's not a Maisa Bezdin. Bezdin didn't make laws for it. It's your achrayah. What?
The easiest way for them to know when it was written is if they didn't get it.
All right, so we make a takana for that. We make takanas for the Maisa Yisr. I think so. All right, this is the way I would answer the carbon is almost kosher. But I would like you to hold on and see the consequences of this teretz. This text. The Gemara next line says, Tanya Kavase. Tanya Kavase is first. Tanya Kavase is Rav. Tanya Kavase is Shmuel. Tanya Kavase is Rav. Again, Rav holds from when? From Shas Nesina. Tanya Kavase is Rav. Then it goes from Shas Nesina. Hashaleach get li ishtai. V'nishtosh liach b'derech gimel chadashim. And it took just 3 months to travel from Babel Teretz Yisrael, wherever it was, Kishigil, get the other, Tzvichalanti, Gimel Chadosh, look at Yashan, and Chaysh, and Shalom, and Siachidi. That was, that you send a Shliach. So then you go, Bas Hashas Nesina. So since you go, Bas Hashas Nesina, it's a Raya to Rav. Good. Gemara is a good one. Effective Pnei Yeshua Akash. We learned yesterday, from the Beis Shmuel, that a shtar mugdim is only possible if it's given by the husband himself. Once you do it through a shliach, so there's a kail, and everyone knows that this man in the shtar is not his man. It's not his man agarishim. And there's no problem. As a matter of fact, if you're in Bezdin, it gets late, just do it with a shliach. If you do it a shliach, it's going to be kosher. And even Ishtar Mugdim, these mitzadeh, would be kosher. That means even if they wrote the get on Tuesday and they dated it Sunday and they realized they wrote Ishtar Mugdim, it'll be kosher anyway because you're giving it to a shliach. That was the Beis Shmuel that we learned yesterday. Frekta Pnei Yeshua. What's Pshanah this Gemara? Tanya Kavasi Derav. This Bryce is talking when you gave through a shliach. So when you gave through a shliach, avada you go bas hashas nesina. Because this maksiva of the get is not a raya bechlal, because the shtar mugdim is kosher when you give through a shliach. So when you're giving through a shliach, Shmuel be made to Rav. When you give by a shliach, you go bas hashas nesina. Why? Because when you're giving through a shliach, this maksiva that says in the get is maybe false, it may be a lie. Because the shtar mugdim is kosher when you give it through a shliach. So the male effect of Pnei Yeshua, what's Tanya Kavasei Derav? What's the Tanya Kavasei Derav? It's a raya to Rav. Because we see you go Basa Shas Nesina. 1 minute! You only go Basa Shas Nesina when you go Basa Shas Nesina through a shliach. Because by a shliach, this maksiv is no raya. Masha'enkein, Shmuel is talking when there's no shliach. When there's no shliach, you call basiksiva. So Peshua asked this kasha, what's the tanya kavasei derav?
What did the Tzidkin have to do with
Rabbi Yeshua is saying that you can't go past the Zman Ksiva that says in the get, because the Zman Ksiva that says in the get may be a lie. Because the Shtar Mukdim is Kasha Yedei Shliach. So you can't go past the Zman Ksiva that says in the get. No, but we're saying it's not like Shmuel, because what would Shmuel hold? So it's a Peshua, and here Shmuel can't hold that way because it might be the Ksiva's Maksiva might be Mugda. When is the Shas Ksiva? Ever was. So again, what you're saying? Alright. This is a Peshua's Kasha. 1 second. You had a Peshua's Kasha. Peshua's asking, what's the Raya? Maybe you go with the Shas Nasina here because it was Ayde Shliach. I would think to answer with the same side. When we say to a woman, Dina Afkhana, it's not a Maisa Bezn, it's been Adam Lamakim. You go from Zman of Ksiva. We're not telling the woman, you go busted as a man Ksiva that says in the Shtar. You're right, the Shtar might be Lugdin. We're not talking about the Shtar. Kamina Sanal said we're talking about the Shtar. Hemshua says we're talking about the Shtar. What do you mean? We're not talking about this man that says in the Shtar. We're talking, we tell the lady, listen, there's a Dina Yisr, you can't get married for 90 days from the Shas Ksiva. When was the Shas Ksiva? It's your job, you'll find out, just like it's your job to find out if you're going to marry a person, if he's a Kayin or not, I'll marry a Kayin. Not a Maisa Bezin. The same thing, this would answer the Yeshua's Kasha, that Shmuel holds the Shas Ksiva, he doesn't mean the Ksiva that's in the Shtar. It has nothing to do with the Shtar. Shas Ksiva is Dina Yisr. So this terrorist that would answer the Karban Asamel's Kasha, the Chayr would answer the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha too. And I'll finish there. There's a Chassam Seifer. We have a totally different Kasha on the Sugi. Some Seifer on our Gemara is a different Kasha. The other day, we said that is a machloikis, the zmanei shashtar mechiyach alav. If when a person writes a shtar, if the fact that they wrote a zman is a proof that they mean the zman. So Sefer asked the kasha that how come on daf ayin beis the zman diyama, the zman of a get, zmanei shashtar mechiyach alav, zmanei shashtar mechiyach alav. You have no choice. You have to write a zman in the get. This is the svara we mentioned the other day. That this man you have to write in the get. So Chav Seifa, yes, this kasha, how can you say zman yishashtar mechiyach alav by a get, that since he wrote a zman, he needs it to be chal from that time. It's not true. You have no choice. You have to write a zman. So on that kasha, the Chav Seifa answers, that no, for the Takana, you could write Shavua, Shana, Chodesh. You don't have to write the exact day. For the Takana of Zman, you could write just a year, or just a month. So the Mandi Yomar, Nafayim Beis, it says, Zman Yishashtar Mechiyach Alav says, why'd you write the exact date? That's Zman Yishashtar Mechiyach Alav that the Gemara is talking about. Now you may like the Teretz, you may not like the Teretz, it's not my point. This is what the Chassam Sefer says. That Zman Yishashtar Mechiyach Alav, because you can really get away with just writing the Shvua, the Shana, the Chaydish. Therefore, Zman Yishashtar Mechiyach Alav. Fractach Sam Seifer, 1 minute. According to Shmuel, how could you say Zman Yishashtar Mechiyach Alav? Maybe he wrote the date in the Shtar to know the Zman Avchana. Maybe the reason that they wrote the exact date in the Shtar is for Zman Avchana, because the Shmuel says Mishas Ksiva. So the Shtar was written with the Zman, the exact date, for purposes of being able to prove when the Avchana was, when the 91 days end. So Sefer applies in the Tzarechim. Says, how can you say Zman Yishashtar Mechiyach Alav? Maybe the Zman is written into the Shtar for Avchana. That's what some Sefer says. I would say a teretz, what would I say? I say exactly the same thing. You don't write Zmanim in a Shtar for Havchana. Havchana is made Adam Lamakim. Not a Maisa Bezdin. You don't need Shtar is for Havchana. Shtar. You know, there's Havchana by a ger too. A woman becomes a Geiris, she has to count 91 days. We don't give her Shtar. Down the 91st day, she could show. A Geiris waits 91 days. It's like everything else, like all the Tarek mitzvahs. It's our mitzvah to wait 91 days. So, what's it come safe to say? You wrote his man in a Shtar for Havchana. No, this Gemara is not talking about writing his man in a Shtar for Havchana. It's been on my mocking, isn't that? So now I'm getting already uneasy. This that I'm saying would answer Korban HaSalos Kasha, and Yeshua's Kasha, some Seifer's Kasha. There's something wrong with what I'm saying. I'm not finished. There's Rebbe Kivega too. There's Rebbe Kivega's Kasha, which also, if what I'm saying is true, wouldn't be shared. Rebbe Kivega declares in Tait Shmuel, when Shmuel says Man Ksiva, does he mean Ksiva? Or does he mean chasima? What does he mean? Shmuel says 91 days from Shas Ksiva. Ksiva means with the signatures or without the signatures. So he brings a raya from the Rif that it means chasima. That the 91 days are from the Shas Chasima. Rabbi Kiva Ega has a raya for keret. Time is Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah holds. Ishtar Mugdim is kosher. That Ishtar Mugdim is kosher. So, Nichta Beyayim, Vidichtim Balayla, is kosher. 1 minute. Frech Rabbi Kiva Ega, very nice kasher. How can Rabbi Shimon say, Nichta Beyayim, Vidichtim Balayla is kosher? Havchana starts from when? Chasima. From the Rif, it's Mashma, Havchana starts from Chasima. But the Ishtar has the date of the Yayim HaKasiva. The guy's going to get mixed. The woman's going to get mixed up now. She's going to get messed up. She's going to bring in the shtar and prove she could get married the 91st day from Ksiva, from the date of the shtar. But it was nichta b'yayim v'nechtam b'layla. So if you hold your gobasa chasima for 91 days, she needs one more day. How could Shimon say if you write a shtar by day and you sign it by night that it's kosher lamaisa for yimei afchana? It's going to mess up. Because if Yemei Havchana is from Chasima, then the Shtar says Ksiva. So it's going to mess up the Havchana. So if you ask me, what would I say? It's not a kasha. What does the Shtar have to do with this Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel? It's been Adam Lamakim. We tell her, you should know, you have to wait 91 days. That's all. We don't bring out a Shtar to prove that she could remarry. I mean, even halacha lemaisa, bizman hazeh, a woman goes to remarry, she says it's the 91st day, she gets married. We don't force her to bring a get in and show us the zman get. It's isurim, it's a drabanan. We trust that for erlach yidim to come in and tell the truth. So this would answer the Korban HaSalos Kasha, the Yeshua's Kasha, some say it's Kasha, Rikinega's Kasha. So if I'm saying the terrors, I mean, it's all four Kashas, I'm wrong. And there must be some reason, which I don't know at the moment, why I'm wrong. Why everyone assumes that you need a shtar to show the day of Havchana. To me, if you ask my svara, I would think that I'm right. But I must be wrong, because it answers four kashas. I can really make an ashtekot tayrin, it's just it's true, and it's all four kashas, but there's got to be something, some nekuda, why it's not emes. You know, if you answer once, or Rebbe Kivega's kasha, so there's a concept, mokim inichim le'avaisa, that tayrin. At least you can think of a tarot. But if it answers all four of Kashi, all four of them, it can't be that there is something wrong with the Terence. So I'll leave it up to you. Somebody here will find me what's wrong with the Terence. So I'm going to finish the Tanya Kavasi to Shmuel. Hamash l'shget l'ishtai v'amalai al tednei ula alach ha-gimel chadashim v'shnas l'am u'teres l'inasa in miyad l'gei yashom ha-fashina harei loy nasiachet ima feirish ha-braisa like Shmuel hamash l'sh, Rashi said he halach the darkai, right? He gave a get to a third person, he went away. So that was the Ram's diuk, that halach the darkai, because we're machshir, because it's a mokim igun, he's not here to rewrite it. Otherwise, we'd make him rewrite it, he said. Anyway, that's Tanya Kavasi to Shmuel. How do we pass it? Rav Kanab, Rav Paipa, Rav Ashi, Avi Mishas Tesiva. Papa, Rav Hunarei Shua, Avi Mishas Tesina. Vilchusa Mishas Tesiva. We pass him like Shmuel, Mishas Tesiva. So this is the sugya with these four kashas. On Sunday, we're going to move on to the next week.